Today, House and Senate leaders announced they had come to an agreement on provisions that would expand insurance coverage for maternity stays and also for mental illness. The agreement was praised by consumer advocates, but some business groups are concerned that Washington will start to micromanage health insurance. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report.
Washington is chipping away at what it cannot do in sweeping legislation, trying to fix the health care system. Two new provisions were tacked on to a bill that would provide funding for the Veterans Administration and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. They're difficult for politicians to come out against. Equal treatment for the mentally ill and motherhood. Extending hospital stays for women who've just given birth was already law in some states when President Clinton spoke out in favor of it at the Democratic National Convention.
And let me say again, as the First Lady did on Tuesday, we should protect mothers and newborn babies from being forced out of the hospital in less than 48 hours.
While insurers have been pushing to get women out sooner, and some doctors feel it's safe to go home earlier, if the provisions stick, the choice would be up to women and their doctors. The mental illness provision is narrower and more complicated. It says insurance policies that include mental health coverage can't limit that coverage any more than physical ailments. So a policy with a $1 million cap for physical ailments couldn't have a $50,000 cap on mental illness, as many do now. But the provision doesn't require policies to include mental illness in the first place, and it doesn't limit what the patient may have to pay out of pocket. It's less than what Republican Senator Pete Domenici wanted when he first proposed a sweeping parity amendment last spring, but he said it's a start.
The reason that we went forward with this, is, in my opinion, is to get rid of a terrible stigma in America and to move the threshold of concern and consideration for mental illness from ancient concepts to modern knowledge. For we can now identify and treat severe mental illnesses, and the time has come to get rid of the stigma and say if you're going to cover them, you cover them with this kind of consideration.
But for businesses, which pay for most of the health insurance in this country, the provisions are an encroachment on their authority. Last week, the Washington Business Group on Health held a briefing for Capitol Hill staffers to convince them that businesses can provide mental health benefits without mandates. Mary Jane England is head of the business group.
They feel one kind of mandate, you'll be on mandating everything, and then pretty soon it'll all be set in stone by the federal government and that they will not have the flexibility to provide care.
In the end, congressional leaders did limit the mental health provision to companies with more than 50 employees and put in a fail-safe so that if it proves to be costly, the provision would be canceled. The legislation is expected to pass a House-Senate conference committee, as well as the full House and Senate, in the next 5 days. As for the White House, while the president strongly supports the maternity and mental health provisions, Congress is still working out details on other parts of the bill that could make it difficult for the president to sign. This is Joanne Silberner in Washington.